three.
Speaker four.
This looks great.
Oh, boy, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just throw this down here.
Sorry, what are your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya.
Katya?
Hi.
Hi, nice to
Eric.
meet you, Eric, yeah.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
Yes.
to meet you.
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake your just hand.
Yeah.
Your movement.
Cool.
And this is amazing.
Yeah.
I think there is a knock.
Who's that again?
Someone is late for the party.
This looks great, huh? Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off.
Making too much noise, yeah.
Also what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Do you want mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
Ooh,
yes.
yeah.
Yummy. I did have breakfast, so this is about perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food.
Yeah.
Four of us.
Nice.
So are you applying? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we hate this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy, unfortunately.
Yeah, we won by two in overtime, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who did you guys play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Oh, I guess that didn't really count.
No, the other one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Which one here?
Yeah, nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three, with maybe 4 seconds left.
Mhm.
Tom got fouled at the 3-point line. And shot three, or yeah, three
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one, got some rebound and made it
Oh,
at the buzzer.
yeah.
It was amazing. Really
That's
fun.
awesome.
Like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
Basketball.
Yeah. You know, where we go, I'm the same. Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
call
it's
it
like
that.
the
It's like a work league here.
Yeah, at the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. They have like a dodgeball league or something too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one. That ground
Sounds
be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Did you get lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know,
so
I know.
much food.
We'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah.
This is my first time with the trampoline board. It's really good.
Really?
It's yummy.
It's all the new trend now.
It's very basic, but very tasty.
So do you think they use like a little, you know, just like flavor?
Oh, absolutely. I don't
I don't think it's real.
It's all like sweetener and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was tasty, though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alemany is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but Ritual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice. Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose, near Santana Row.
That's a good area, too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances?
Yeah, so many city kids. That's awesome.
Yeah. Had to get away. I was born and raised around here, so
Oh, cool.
I need to get away from home a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with my
But
Trying
that's
to get
not
a
what
bunch
we
of
can
help.
do.
That's tough. Up there.
Parking and everything. But the same with the Mill Valley, probably.
It's not as bad, but at least I'm probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do
Yeah,
any of
which
you take
helps.
the shuttle? Yeah.
I do.
That's
I don't know
good.
that I've seen
No,
north of this
I take the west one all the way, so
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the
Okay.
time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
Or
Yeah,
just hang
okay,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time
There you go.
But for you it's closed, right? So you're just like, it's no longer needed. It's
You
okay.
think so.
Unless there is traffic.
There's
Traffic.
traffic.
How is that over like holiday season?
Oh,
'Cause every
it's so
time I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
pretty
now.
ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living in so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
In Palo Alto.
Oh.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
So a lot of trees and greenery. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Yeah, that's nice.
For sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Okay, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew up in
Nice.
Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, just like it's very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here. Yeah.
You aim for the farthest distance of
That's true.
Yeah.
yeah, relocation.
If you travel, yeah, if you travel back, it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around the
Yeah,
sun.
really.
know,
True.
it will be faster.
One day.
One day, yeah.
You don't get to go back often enough.
Yeah, not often, but indeed, in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
old nephew.
Oh, nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Almost.
Soccer.
One week, the week prior
Oh,
to the
okay.
event.
Okay. That'll be fun. Then you get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If it's
guess.
on,
Yeah.
yeah.
But
It's really
you, yeah.
for the World Cup I do. It's like
It's
Yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah. Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
fun. That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
play.
playing, so can't root for them in Mayo. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for I think the first time
It's been a while, no.
Yeah, I don't think years.
History or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
You're rooting for good
Entertainment.
sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
Good.
yeah.
A lot of interesting upsets and stuff.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? Yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, just like hyped event, right? So, but what's your favorite, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
What
Mine
you
is
do?
figure skating. How about you guys? Do you watch figure skating?
You also do it as well?
When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time,
Yeah,
and
it's
everyone's
hard.
like, "She's good," and just like, in that character, like she's fallen down. I was just, I'm not into games. I just fell down on ice. How about you guys?
Kind of like the basic ones, like going to like baseball games, basketball, football, and all that. Yeah, did a little bit of that and just some like contact sports on the side myself.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that.
was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess,
Yeah,
me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my goodness.
Play,
Wow.
I guess, once a week. Though I have
On
not been
Wednesdays.
making games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
Really fun.
It's just at the gym, right? Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys
playing
weren't into basketball. Paula.
Wonder
Really?
if that's true.
Yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
So you're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah. I mean, born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
remember
we
going
were
to
given
these
permission.
Bear
Yeah,
Weather
yeah,
games.
exactly.
I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier and, you know, just like the more they wait, started to win,
Yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah.
the tickets
And
would get.
they're now very good.
They're, yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't afford to go
Yeah,
again.
it's crazy.
But that's kind of what like upset and flipped, you know, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah?
instead of keeping it, you know, in Oakland because all
Yeah.
of Oakland is developments like that.
It's
And San
gonna be
Francisco's already
packed.
really packed.
Yeah.
Lot of it. Just Giants, you know, staying at motels.
Yeah. It's gonna make it so much worse and it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, you know, just like I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, you know, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there. And only
Yeah.
4 hours by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like next
Next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah. 2019. Is it 2019
Wow.
now already?
Yeah.
No. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets or something and sold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those.
Mhm.
Yeah. So I went to a game this year, in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason why I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
would
crazy.
really expect unless
Yeah.
Who do they play?
They play the Pelicans. So
That's pretty big.
Oh,
Yeah.
the Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And the
no.
Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy. Sorry.
Yeah, so I would love to get another bag please. We
I
have
may,
food.
yeah, I will probably
Our
get
cook
some
made a
more.
lot of food today.
We'll probably get
So,
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like it making this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen
Saw
it?
it. No.
No, what'd
It's
you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the
That's
beginning.
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Asian
Yeah.
Americans, yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's
Oh.
about dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by a Asian female.
Oh, wow.
Very
I didn't
cool.
know that. It's impressive how they take those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco and Kim and coming
Yeah.
out with just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even when Tina could not, they got kids unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions
Oh, wow.
from
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch here? Just like Chris.
Yeah, what have I seen? I finally saw like what's that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I saw
That took
them
me a
late
while
as well.
now.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it. Also,
It was
about
pretty
it.
good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
And much
it's
harder
pretty crazy.
the actors, you know, because to
So
bring all
many.
those, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like maybe a little bit too much of a salad, like mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
there's like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you get those characters and their screen time? There's
Mhm.
40 different people.
I don't think they can take
And such big name people
Actors,
too.
yeah.
Didn't they give like a prologue to like read up?
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, and then like you set the I set the bar really low or
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind of
That's
thing.
good. For me, it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I'm just like, let's go for it. And then I was just
Better
like,
be good.
really?
I felt the same way. But I still liked it. It was still enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and, you know, probably like never go back again. That would be, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Will you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah, right. Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you like you'll watch on a plane but you would never
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. You have nothing else to do.
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those that
do.
don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh,
I'm
perfect.
actually I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, I've heard good things
Yeah.
about Cathay with these guys.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting the champagne
Yeah,
in
that's
here.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and once we landed, I was like, I don't remember what was I wish that it was
Yeah,
fun.
right? The only the problem is that I don't know how I would be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like, oh no.
That's true.
So that's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
It's your first
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in the Macau class.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of events coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. They're all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god, I
Yeah.
know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah,
And I'm
well.
like looking at the hotels, I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know.
Yeah.
I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and
bachelor.
yeah, the clothes.
It's
Oh.
not cheap.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelor to bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
You can make that up.
Yeah. But then after that, it's all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah. You just attend them anyway.
business idea here. Right,
Some of my
children.
friends said they'd love to have kids, and my parents just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of them, there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, then
Yeah, you get roped into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You kind of drag by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Very nanny.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't, and I'm like taking this baby from our friends and you're just like and she's like I was like, hey Hannah, take this baby, look how cute it is. Like, no thanks. I love your baby guys, but no thanks.
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't wanna touch your baby.
That's
Oh,
funny.
man. Yeah, well, hopefully that's still a while away from me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
you're
and
and you're going to China, right? Is
Is
that
that
for your
something
vacation?
It's not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you turn
Yeah.
it into fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
Oh, I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong, and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Had some by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, pretty
Cool.
cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. It's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for 4th of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said yes, yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm going to visit a friend in Houston. So it's gonna be
Nice.
really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
But the good part is they have almost every place has swimming pools, so you know, you can really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good. Much nicer than already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, that's nice, right?
Yeah. That'll be July.
Last time I went to Texas, I did like barbecue. After day one, I was
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats and
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna watch this doc, and like, you know, like eating like a slab of butter on bread and like have at it, corn bread.
And lemonade of just sugar,
Yeah, and
sugar
corn,
water.
sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
That stuff's like nothing.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah. Try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't really like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing a barbecue party in our park. But you know San Francisco, how weird it gets? And it's on heaven, it's the weirdest thing ever. So I think we just have the New Year as like a small party if it takes a while.
Oh, something's going on. Is this next September?
Yeah, definitely. That's the summer. What is it? It gets all money, you know, just like you're celebrating. It's considered to be the second largest party in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah.
Conrad, that is called charity.
very fresh and like.
1975.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the
quest.
Junk.
Yeah.
I'll have a chance for you to check out the current volume one in Oxbow. Oxbow. It's in downtown Eau Claire. Kind of a free fast concert. Thursday, July 5th.
Like,
so be listening in for your chance to win those tickets. Some local music here on Warrior Drive.
Yeah. Like, Have you guys had that before, the Szechuan pepper? it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your palate.
That's terrible. How can you taste anything that
Well, it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I went to we did a
It's like in China.
hot pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really these peppercorns. So you and like nobody warning it was gonna happen.
I did that too.
That's really the way you should
That's
do it, right?
terrible.
Yeah.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
I was just like, what is going on? I was like
Yeah.
I'm like
You went to
And they're like, "Oh yeah, Sichuan pepper." I was like, this is it was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually
You recommend
there's one here, in Cooper.
There's a handful of them.
Do you know?
About Heidi Lau.
Heidi Lau, yeah. Do you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numb mouth?
Not really
I
sold
recommend
right
it.
now for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun, yeah.
Like you're going to the dentist.
It's
great
that helps. I'm getting better.
when you have people confident in that, you know, it's like you need like taking something real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean this isn't it's not like the painful heat that you get from some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, whoa, this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just you feel it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Juicy. It also tastes good. It has a weird taste to it. Yeah.
I don't know, my mom eats hamburger every day, like nuts or not. So maybe in another world.
I don't feel nuts.
It's an interesting thing about each culture have their own slice of language and culture. It's more or less what kind of just like mustard. And we have different rites of mustard in different places. Also the Polish. So it's those two kind of techniques. But from the culture point of view, we say that we have more of a spice culture, chipotle, different spices, even just like onions. My husband is from Guatemala, and they have two kind of recipes, but with all these mixed, somehow with tomatoes, with teas, and so. And Asian culture really gets me in. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Shradish usually
Oh.
is. So the ones you get here, that's similar. It's called Shradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for sleep. And then
Wasabi type.
Yeah.
Wasabi
Yoshi's
Yeah,
pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, it's
Just
fire.
I heard that in Shalupa they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices around themselves and drop out on the masks. So, but the, just like the smallest amount of anywhere they say saffron and big amounts of any yarn, like large amount of joy, because I'm not sure which saffron seeds, but it's all in small,
Really?
So be careful on saffron, guys.
Yeah.
So, but the spices, there are so many different
Yeah.
Different type of meat.
So for me, the spices thing was just like total huge privilege, right? And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hair's setting on
No.
fire?
I haven't, wow. That's why so when I went to South Korea, the weed was strong, and they're all so different. Some places are just like garlic.
Yeah.
And others are like really spicy. Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time I was walking around, my mouth was like, you can taste the garlic, like in my throat.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's you don't wanna be spicy.
Did you taste when like people didn't even know wine tasting at all? Just in Korean, so they just didn't taste
Yeah.
anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a mug of garlic straight. It's so good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or like hikes around here? What do you guys recommend?
There's the Mall Bay.
Tomorrow's Bay?
Yeah, the Mall Bay in the Mall Bay.
I have. They changed it up.
So just is that about town or something?
Kind of. Well, it's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Mall
Tomorrow's
Bay.
Bay?
Tomorrow's Bay, the Mall Bay.
You know where all the oyster farms and all around?
I thought that's in the book, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore, so it's just, yeah. I think it was something about the licensing thing, that so you can't technically grill and barbecue, so they just guarantee you have, you know, just technically that's very good.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
It's still, yeah, it's between right up there.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah, there was a thing that happened. We used to grill and then just go off and shut the oysters.
So do you have to pay like a pound or
Yeah, they just sell you like
Mhm.
a bag of oysters.
Oh.
Like, here you go. Get an oyster shucker. And all we would do, like we would typically go out for like birthday parties or sometimes a dinner, but so we would go out and just get up there and other barbecue picnic snacks and stuff like that, and then just oysters.
Cool. Where is this in
Oh, yeah. It's just keep going kind of drive past probably looks like a tower that you go up. Yeah, and it's like just Hog Island. Especially when it's like you could go drink some wine, buy oysters, and then just go around.
Do you guys have oysters?
Don't love them, but I'll eat it if I'm know it's fresh and you see it
Yeah.
being crafted and delivered, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. When you learn how to shuck it, you can bring like a little gloves, like
Yeah,
tuck
the whole
gloves like I
thing.
do.
You cut yourself?
All the time. Well, there's like a graph of how much wine you consume and how reckless you get.
I'm sure there's a lot of that graph in my
Yeah.
And then after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up and the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to it, like instead of breaking it open, you will be closing it out, you know, just like that thing out of the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to it. Have you ever gone to that one?
Not that I know of.
When you like on your own family in the Southwest maybe?
No. If you're out there, I recommend like hiking if you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I didn't realize that
Yeah,
when
you haven't
I drove
either.
from the
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
I've
No shade.
I've had the equivalent hike.
Yeah.
I got through a lot of questions, but
It's pretty tough. You have to just like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view is awesome too.
How long is it?
Yeah, it's
Well, not
pretty
that
rough.
long, but
No.
it's still intense.
You're just still climbing up
The
there a little bit
elevation
on top of these
foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says this is a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
No.
California, so I've been here my whole life and it is so much
Well,
seen
that's
so
one of those places it's passive driving because of LA and I just wanna get there nonstop.
I mean that happens, right? And then I've seen European friends who have been to London or Paris because they can at any time.
Well,
Yes, but not San Francisco. Yeah, no, we're San Francisco.
Okay.
I haven't been to that Hong Kong drive, so
Yeah,
I
see, there we
went
go.
down like that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like I
You grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So
Same thing.
in DC I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
So that's when we would do the museums or monuments and those were the nothing otherwise.
Yeah.
Just not my thing.
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before they didn't allow, even now they don't allow anyone except you need to write your senator,
They're
right?
still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Mm.
always allow people but actually I'm not sure about it how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one
Cool.
summer so I